Blog Talk Radio.
blogtalkradio.com/TheMillionDollarIdeaNetwork. My name is Charlie Childs Jr. and it's my job to give you one thing to think about, change it to the positive, something in your spirit, your soul, and your body. And we talk about what we always talk about here, and it's getting you across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain so you can see what the Lord has brought you through. And in that process, understand, commit to that you're supposed to bring someone with you by encouragement, by mentoring, by transferring that base knowledge that you use in order to get across the finish line to the next person behind you, which ultimately becomes your legacy. I want to welcome you today. Today is 4/15/2015. I highly encourage you, if you don't have your taxes done yet, you still have a few hours to get it in. But also in that process, today is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. Today we're going to be talking about things of the Spirit. Today in the Spirit, we're talking about your spiritual health, some of the habits you want to have in place to make sure you maintain your spiritual health and can grow your spirituality going forward, which is critical because I always tell everyone in reference to this subject that it's your spiritual strength that's going to bring you through whatever process you need to go through, not your mind or your soul or not your body. Of course, those will be tools used in the process, but ultimately what takes place is your spiritual strength that's going to pull you through your health issue, pull you through your financial issue, pull you through your relationship issue, pull you through because you're connected to the Holy Spirit, which is connected to God. Again, today, here, also want to give you some good news. My daughter mentioned to me last weekend about giving some good news out, also making sure that, you know, you hear all this bad news, you turn on TV every day. So we're going to give you some good news for today also, here on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Don't you have nothing, nothing? Stand in your way.
Welcome back to the show. We always talk about all the time that you're a spirit with a soul that lives in a body, that you have to govern, lead, and guide those components of your being in order to have true success in your life. We call that total prosperity. What is total prosperity? Total prosperity is being prosperous in your spirit, in your soul, slash mind, and your body. And today we're talking about today in your spirit. And one reason to say today in your spirit, because you have to work with your spirit, guide and govern your spirit throughout your whole life. A lot of people don't understand that it is a process, and that's something you have to take the lead on, because if you don't govern your spirit, who is going to govern your spirit? That means someone else may want to abuse, refuse, and try to oppress your spirit in your process of life. And so when we talk about success, part of success is having strong and healthy spirit life. When I say strong and healthy spirit life, we're talking about nothing's more important than the condition of your spiritual health right now. Because as I said before, your spiritual health is going to bring you through the crisis, the process, whatever you need to be in that process. Now, it's not going to be just one thing that's going to bring you through your spiritual health. It's a group of habits that we talked about earlier this month that you have to put in place in order to develop a strong spirit. Now, today we're going to talk about forming the habit of obedience. Choose yourself today, the one you will worship. As for me and my house, my family will worship the Lord. As for Joshua 24:15. Again, we're talking about things in the spirit today, so we're going to talk a little bit about the Bible. We're going to also have some good news for you in a little bit, because listening to good news is very important. When I say good news, I'm talking about the positive things in life that you need to counter in terms of what you see on the news today. Now, God has given us a guidebook for abundant life. That book is the Holy Bible. It contains thorough instructions which, if followed, lead to fulfillment, righteousness, and salvation. But if you choose to ignore God's commandments, the results are as predictable as they are tragic. People have to understand that once you make that commitment, there are benefits, and there's benefits that you don't have if you don't make that commitment. Now, how can we demonstrate our love for God by placing Christ squarely at the center of our lives? Jesus said that if we are to love Him, we must obey His commandments, as John 14:15. Thus, our obedience to the Master is an expression of our love for Him, and that's critical. Because yesterday we were talking about, or last night we were talking about, are you willing to die for your dream? And this connects to that. If you can be obedient when you don't want to be obedient, that ultimately strengthens your spiritual discipline, your spiritual health. Because, again, we're not supposed to be led by our bodies. We're not supposed to be led by our minds. We're supposed to be led by our spirit that's connected to the Holy Spirit. And you don't hear a lot of people saying this. You have to ask yourself the question, why? One, they probably don't want you to be. They want you to have the success you're supposed to have, because you have to be successful in all parts in order to have total prosperity. And now our definition for total prosperity is different from others. But when we talk about total prosperity, we're talking about being prosperous in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body, and they're working together in unison and have balance so you can be the best person you can be. Now, we're not going to say that nothing's going to happen to you, that, you know, you won't have any trials, and that it's going to be, you know, a bed of roses for the rest of your life, because we all know that's not true. But what you want to have, you want to be equipped to deal with the things of life so you can get through. Because life will beat you down if you let it. But you can't let it keep you there in that process. Same thing with fear. How do you combat fear? Fear is a spirit. By strengthening your spiritual health, you can overcome spirit. Spirit is a fear. Spirit is a choice. We talked about that. Now, Ephesians 2:10, we read, we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works. These words are instructive. We are not saved by good works, but for good works. Good works are not the root, but rather the fruit of our salvation. When we seek righteousness in our own lives, and when we seek the companionship of those who do likewise, we reap spiritual rewards, and God intends for our lives. Meaning that if you, one way to encourage your spiritual strength, increase spiritual strength, is to surround yourself with people who think like-minded, who have the spirit that you're supposed to have, either a mature spirit that you can lean on and learn from, or in addition to that, yourself be that leader in the spiritual realm in terms of encouraging, helping focus, and giving an understanding about the things of the spirit. And all those are critical in that process. Now, again, it's important for you to surround yourself. Now, obedience is the outward expression of your love for God. So when you are obedient to the word, you're showing God's love. When you forgive others, you're showing God's love. Now, we reap the spiritual rewards that God intends for our lives. When we behave ourselves as godly people, we honor God. When we live righteously and according to God's commandments, he blesses us in ways we cannot fully understand. So there's a blessing for obedience and there's a curse for obedience. And all those are relevant to how you increase your spiritual strength. That's why we're talking about obedience today. We're going to take a brief break. You listen to blogtalkradio.com/the Million Dollar Idea Network. And coming up, we're going to have our good news for the day. And just a small preview, we'll be talking about some veterans and doing some powerful things in Chicago. Again, it's important for you to get some good news, not just the bad news you hear every day at 9 o'clock or 11 o'clock at night. Again, listen to blogtalkradio.com/the Million Dollar Idea Network. Welcome back to the show. I guess we had a minor technical difficulty here, but we're working it out here. We had a challenge for a connection, but we were able to work it out this morning and be on time. What we're talking about today was what we're always talking about. Again, we're talking about today in the spirit and forming the habit of obedience, which is critical in your spiritual life. Choose for yourself today the one you will worship. As for me and my house, we will worship the Lord. And that's from Joshua 24:15. And today you can hear things about the spirit, and we're going to be talking a little bit about the Bible and the commandments of the Bible and how you can show love, which is an outward expression to God, by being obedient. Again, God has given us a guidebook for abundant life. That book is the Holy Bible. It contains thorough instructions, which, if followed, lead to fulfillment of righteousness and salvation. But if we choose to ignore God's commandments, the results are as predictable as they are tragic. God does not give us commandments because he doesn't want us to have fun. He gives us commandments because he knows what's best for us, because he's God. He knows the beginning, the middle, and the end, and he wants us to have what's best for us. So the Holy Bible has things in place that you can use, that you should use, in order to have a successful life in terms of strengthening your spirit. Now, how can we demonstrate our love for God? By placing Christ squarely at the center of our lives. Jesus said that if we are to love him, we must obey his commandments. That's John 15. Thus, our obedience to the Master is an expression of our love for him. Now, in Ephesians 2:10, we read, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for God's works, for good works, excuse me." These words are instructive. We're not saved by good works, but for good works. Good works are not the root, but rather the fruit of our salvation. Again, how do we get to this? By being obedient to what the word says. When we seek the righteousness in our own lives, and we seek the companionship of those who do likewise, meaning you have to surround yourself with those with a like mind and like spirit, so you can either increase in your spirit, or you can help someone else increase in their spiritual strength. Now, we reap the spiritual rewards that God intends for our lives. Now, when we behave ourselves as godly people, we honor God. When we live righteously and according to God's commandments, He blesses us in ways that we cannot fully understand. And so, yes, there is a blessing and a curse for being obedient or not being obedient. Many people don't understand. A lot of people want to have the benefits, but not the sacrifice. Now, can you be a world-class athlete and not work out? Can you be a world-class speller, a person that competes in the spelling bee and not practice? No, you cannot. You have to practice what you say, what you are, and how you do it. And it seems to be the same form that we talk about all the time in trying to achieve success in your life. When we say success, we're talking about the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. I know there are people out there who listen that have not come to that worthy ideal yet, and we'll have some things in place for you to look at and to talk about and think about to get you there. But part of that process, understanding, is that you're a spirit with a soul that lives in a body, and you have to be intentional in how you govern, lead, and guide the components of your being. Because if you're not intentional, you become a spectator, and then you'll find yourself in areas and ways that you didn't think you would end up and don't want to be in. And 90% of the time, those are places that, you know, they're not helpful for your life going forward. Now, we should take every step of our journey with God. Again, I tell people, we talked before, it's your spiritual strength that's going to bring you through. It's your spiritual strength that will bring you through. Not how well or how fantastic an idea that you can get up, come to, because that idea has to be inspired by something, and it has to come from the Spirit. It's not going to be your strength, because you can move mountains, but how do you know which mountain to move unless you have an unction from the Spirit for you to do that? Excuse me. Now, again, we should continue to read His Word, and we should continue to follow His commandments. We should support only those activities that further God's kingdom and our own spiritual strength. And that can be difficult sometimes for some people because, you know, there's different stances that people have for Halloween and things of that nature, because I don't celebrate Halloween. Why don't you celebrate Halloween? Well, does it encourage the expansion of the kingdom of God? That's the question you have to ask. Is it lined up with the commandments, the word of God? Look at your activities. If your activities are not in agreement, are not following the commandments of God, you have to ask yourself, is that the best place you're supposed to be, or you're supposed to be in? Because as I said before, the Bible will give you the instructions to have success in your life. And part of that is being obedient to what the Word says, as opposed to not being obedient to what the Word says, because there is a blessing in obedience and there's a curse for not being obedient. Some people don't want to hear that, but it's the truth. If you're supposed to love thy neighbor and you can't love a family member, how can you love thy neighbor? If the Word says for you to feed the hungry and clothe the naked and you don't, or someone encourages you to do the opposite, to live in the flesh, to live only in your mind and not live in your spirit, there are consequences for that. If you live in your flesh all the time, if you only live in your flesh, you'll make decisions based on your flesh. So this always goes back to who is the God in your life? Excuse me, last week we talked about what is the center of your life? Are you money-centered? Are you work-centered? Are you possession-centered? Are you pleasure-centered? Wait a minute. Now, if you're pleasure-centered, that means you're being directed by your flesh. What you want, what you need, what you fear, what you think may happen, what may happen, what may not happen. And you feel secure only when you're on a pleasure high. And because of that, your security is short-lived, and you're dependent on your environment. You're not supposed to be dependent on your environment. You're supposed to be independent of your environment and having your environment conform to what your mission, your destiny, your goal is supposed to be. Yeah, I'm going to take a brief break. We're talking about what we always talk about here on the Million Dollar Idea Network, and that is getting across the finish line for that total success. Welcome back. We're going to take a brief break from our current discussion and give you the good news of what's going on out there. I came across this article early this morning, about a team of veterans that are going above the call of duty to keep young students safe. It's called the Safe Passage Program. I want to take a moment to congratulate them and encourage them and thank them in that process. Now, it's a nonprofit organization called Leave No Veteran Behind. And it deploys vets to monitor unsafe Chicago neighborhoods as students walk to school every day. And that is a wonderful task that they've taken upon in order to fulfill, you know, the dream for the future, because the children are the future and you have to protect the future. Now, the goal of the program is twofold. One, to reduce violence in Chicago and pay off veteran student loan debt also gets reduced in this process. The organization covers veterans' debts and helps them search for jobs, and in return, the veterans dedicate time and energy for looking out for students on their commute to school. More than 400 veterans have gone through the Safe Passage program since it began. NationSwell reports that the LNVB, which is the acronym for the organization, services contribute to over 8,000 Chicago public school students daily. And that is what we're supposed to be doing as a community. We're supposed to be looking out for each other. And we want to just take a moment to thank those veterans for giving up their time and also again, sacrificing for protection of what they've been protecting for their years as being part of the American military. Now, these veterans can have their student loans paid off by LNVB through the Retroactive Scholarship Program, which has paid over $150,000 in student loans. Participants of the program must complete 100 to 400 hours of community service for which they are paid, and the schedule gives veterans time to look for jobs while they are working for the LNVB program. Now, this isn't just volunteerism, but actually work, which is Eli Williamson said, the co-founder of Leave No Veteran Behind. This article is found in the Huffington Post. This actually provides flexibility to go and look for alternative employment. Again, we're about the uplifting and the perpetuation legacy, and this is what perpetuates legacy. This is a very excellent program. 40-50 veterans of the Safe Passage are dispatched to the area surrounding the corner of the 35th Street and Martin Luther King Junior Drive in Chicago. Again, this intersection of five high schools with gang affiliations as well as other dangerous neighborhoods, their presence is meant to provide the passing students with a positive interactions that help build supportive relationships. This has visibly decreased youth violence in these areas, Williamson told the Huffington Post. And the Safe Passage Program works with the Chicago Police Department, crossing guards, as well as a number of community outreach programs to support their efforts. Again, we want to say thank you to the veterans involved in that program. We'll say thank you to the individuals that created that program, all because they wanted to make a difference, not only in veterans' lives, but in their community. Again, we want to say thank you, and of course, we have to give them what? The applause. That's for today in the good news. We're going to take a brief break, and we'll be right back. And we're going to continue talking about what we always talk about here, that's getting across the finish line. And we're talking about your spiritual health and the habits you need to develop in order to maintain your spiritual health here on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Listen, for those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on His promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say,
today we're talking about today in the spirit. Today we're starting the series of your spiritual health and good habits to maintain your spiritual health and also increase it. We are a spirit with a soul that lives in a body, and we have to be intentional how we govern and lead those parts for our total being to prosper. Also, we're going to give you that one thing to think about, changing to the positive, something in your spirit, soul and mind and body today. We just finished our new set, our new section for Good News Today, and we were just honoring and congratulating the veterans in a Chicago program that helped provide extra safety and security for students walking to school every morning. And so, actually, I want to encourage other organizations around the country to adopt a similar program or even contact them in that process. I will have that story up on our website later today. Again, we're talking about what we always talk about, and today it's your spiritual health. And the first component to your spiritual health is being obedient. Why being obedient? Because there are benefits and also there's a blessing for being obedient, and there's a curse for not being obedient. Also, how do you increase that your capability to be obedient? You want to surround yourself with people that are like-minded. And also in that process, don't put yourself in situations that may cause you not to be obedient to what the Lord has told you to do. So you want to be mindful and actually being proactive. A lot of people understand you can be proactive because the enemy is going to be on his job. The enemy's job, and I say job, which he takes very seriously, is to prevent you from getting to your ultimate goal, and that's heaven. Preventing you from getting to your ultimate goal, that's either sidetrack you now, sidetrack you tomorrow, or sidetrack you next week. But understand this, that we serve a forgiving Father, that all we have to do is turn around for where we're at right now. But what the enemy would tell you, the enemy will, you'll come to your conscience, your mind, your spirit would tell you that it's wrong what you're doing. If you're doing something that's not being obedient to God, your spirit would tell you that. It's up to you to make the decision to decide what you do after that. I always tell people, your spirit's telling you to stop now, you need to stop now. You need to be obedient just like that. But what the enemy would tell you, be like, well, you do need to stop. Just don't stop right now. That's what the enemy would tell you, because the enemy does not want you to stop. Because if the enemy tells you, don't stop, then you'll say, well, whoa, he's really not looking out for me. But the enemy will say, well, you know, it's not really that bad, you know, just we'll stop next week. Next week comes along, you're still doing whatever you're doing that you're not supposed to be doing. We'll stop next week. All of a sudden, it's a year, 5 years, 10 years, and before you know it, the prosperity that you're supposed to have over those 10 years has slipped away because we're not obedient to where you're supposed to be nor receive your blessing. And that's what the enemy is about getting you out of position from receiving your blessing. And that's one thing you need to recognize. The enemy's on his job every day, so you have to be intentionally on your job every day to feed your spirit, your soul, / your mind, and your body. Now, what we have to understand is that, and this is a quote from Franklin Graham, believe and do what God says. The life-changing consequences will be limitless, and the results will be confidence and peace of mind. Now, we're getting back to what's that connection, that spiritual connection with your mind? If you're doing what you're supposed to be lined up with your spirit, you will have that peace of mind. Because you don't want the components of your being to be out of place and unbalanced based on something you're doing. If you're doing something in the flesh, if you're operating in the flesh, then your mind is going to be unsettled, your spirit's going to be unsettled, because you're not following the order that you're supposed to be operating in. If you're operating in the order that you're supposed to be in, that's where you get your blessing. If you're not operating in the order that you're supposed to be operating in, that's when the challenges and the trials come into your life more frequently, because you need to get back on track, because there's a consequence for not being where you're supposed to be. And we talked a little bit about that last week. We're going to be talking about destiny next week also. If you know already in your spirit that you're supposed to be standing next to the Empire State Building 10 o'clock tomorrow, and you know that that's the will that the Lord has for you, what happens between now and tomorrow is irrelevant, because you know that you can do whatever it takes to be standing next to the Empire State Building. And so, it's critical for you to understand that you have to be intentional about the process you go through. Again, we're going to be on briefly today, but we're going to be doing a follow-up. And again, this is the beginning of the series of Today in the Spirit. And so, Today in the Spirit, understand this, that obedience is the key to your success. Obedience to the word is the key to your success. The key. What do keys do? Keys open up stuff. Again, listen to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. We're going to take a brief break, and we'll be right back with our final commentary. Programming notes. Again, Destiny will be on Monday. We'll be talking about your destiny, how you recognize your destiny, et cetera, et cetera. Also, again, we're going to be around the centers. What is your center? You have to understand what your center is to understand where you're at right now to move into the position where you want to be in to have that preparation when that meets the opportunity so you can have the success that you want. Also, our schedule up for the month will be up for today both on our calendar and on our Blog Talk Radio site. And so we're very excited about that. And again, coming up, our new high-speed phone app, which will be out probably the first week of May. And then in addition to that, we'll no longer be a show. We'll be on a internet station. So we're very excited about that. So stay tuned for the future. The future is excellent, or some say the future is too bright. I have to wear sunglasses inside. So hang in there. Wherever you're at right now, it's just the beginning. But you have to keep pushing forward with the determination. And with that determination, you have to be committed. You yourself have to believe in what you're doing. Because in order for other people to believe in what you're doing, you have to be committed first yourself. And all that information, all that strength, all the energy resides in the level of strength in your spirit. Again, we'll be right back for today's final commentary. You listen to blogtalkradio.com/the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Dimensional, unquestionable, beloved is professional. Got a category, my own, and I'm the president. Don't be alarmed, but I'm showing up the resident. With my particular style, particular, extracurricular, smoother and trickier. Throwing the lyrics like a throwable rap jack. You ever chicken me nugget, and I'm a Big Mac. Brain smash soloist, having Coca Cola with. Doing very well, cause I took the right road to this bag. Make the undertaker, wreck the breaker. Get up on the floor, do the heavy shaker. Started with the power, and I'ma end it with a bang. Bang, bang. We got our own thing. Six girls wet with sweat in the corner. People sitting down, they had as much as they could possibly get. Meanwhile, I'm lamping, feeling like a champion. Push up on a cutie bone, see this, I'm stance. I'm the face, I'm packed though, stuffed like an Oreo. Everybody broke for a heavy D video, hopping in stereo. Here we go, a duty down the front and said, heavy, you're my hero. Understand this, before you make a comment, there's always a meaning in a heavy deep statement. In this life, I strive for improvement. Be your own God, follow your own movement. Love is a legend, me, I'm legendary at it. Flipping on the mic makes me a rapping acrobat. Don't try to swing, cause you didn't even hang. We got our own thing.
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network. Again, where it's my job is to give you one thing to think about changing to the positive, something in your spirit, and your soul, and your body today. Again, I want to thank everyone that's been on the line listening to us, and also people listening to us in off hours. Again, we'll be here at 9 a.m. every morning, Monday through Friday, talking about what we always talk about here, and we'll be extending it even further once we're on our station. Again, I want to thank everybody who have gotten us to this level where we're at right now, because I do understand and realize it's not my own strength that got me here, but those of others. I just want to take a moment to say thank you. Also, in that process, you know, we're going to our first plateau, so that means there's another mountain to climb. There is another peak to get to, and so we're all excited about that because the future is bright for all, and also you. Understand this. Wherever you're at right now, it doesn't matter where you are. It matters where you're going. So if you're on the street right now, and I know people have been on the street, but I know people who have been on the street and got off the street. I know people who were on drugs and got off drugs. You can do it. But you have to believe in your spirit, your soul, / your mind, your body that you can do it. It's that belief, that strength and spirit is going to carry you through whatever you're going through. And so last week was pretty powerful for everyone. Everyone had some emotional moments and some emotional victories and also some emotional setbacks. But understand this. With God on your side, how can you not but win? And that's where you're at right now. When you choose life, you will win. When you choose death, and some people think it's easy to choose death in life, you don't need those kind of people around you. Choose life. And those who think they have to choose death, don't use a permanent solution for a temporary situation. Temporary, time. Time goes forward. And understand that you going forward in time is the correct way to do this. So whether it is health, whether it's relationship, whether someone's going through pain right now, you can do this. You can overcome. But it's a choice that you have to make. A choice, I'm telling you, that you're supposed to make for your victory. Again, I want to thank everyone for being on the show. And for today, that is all I got. This has been a CASC production, copyright 2015. Be blessed now, in favor. Love somebody. Say, know that we love you. God loves you. And we're going to always give you that one thing to think about changing positive. Be blessed and have a great, fantastic, spirit-filled, inspirational, encouragement, focus, advance, abundance-filled rest of the day.